Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Geo Show. Dr. Geo here, and on today's show we'll be having registered dietitian Abby Gorin joining us, and I believe she's on the line now.
Hi.
Hi, Abby. How are you?
How are you? I'm good.
Great.
How
are you? To have you along. I've been reading your
bio.
I know you're an expert in the field of nutrition, and I think these days you're exactly what we need.
Oh, I'm so happy to be of any help right now.
Yeah, I know a lot of people right now are turning to nutrition because they're realizing that washing your hands is not enough. I mean, yeah, that's what we should be doing, of course, but it's just not enough. I think we need something more.
Yeah, there's a lot that you can be doing at your own home just to keep yourself healthy and also sane.
Yeah, we'd love to hear what are some of the tips you suggest. I know a registered dietitian has to go through a lot of schooling. I know that you had to take, of course, nutrition and science. And dietitians know a lot about biology and, a lot about, food science and the human body. So what are some things you would suggest for people right now to be eating stuck in their kitchen?
Yeah, definitely. That's a great question. So, what I would recommend really depends on what you're able to get your hands on, because, as we all know, I know it's different in every part of the country, but it's been a little bit difficult, I know, for a lot of people to get groceries and get groceries delivered right now. So I've been encouraging people to kind of, stock up on what you can and be a little creative with your meals. Sometimes this is going to require not using a recipe, just kind of, if you have some vegetables in the fridge, my fiance and I have been roasting a lot of vegetables and, sauteing them in some low sodium vegetable broth. And then we've been making whatever proteins we have on hand, whether that's hard boiled eggs or salmon or, even pulling some canned beans from the pantry. And then whatever whole grains you have on hand, whether that's brown rice or quinoa or even making savory oats.
Oh, I love quinoa.
Yeah, it's a good one. And you can have a big, the really nice thing about stocking up on a lot of grains in your cupboard is you can make a big batch and freeze any extras.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, freezing vegetables, so you have them on hand for later on.
Definitely.
Just take them out the night before. One thing I have is the Instant Pot.
Yeah, that's a great appliance to have on hand because you can do so many things with it.
Oh, yeah, I've been doing, a lot of soups in there, chicken lemon rice soup has been my go-to lately.
That sounds delicious. What else do you put in it?
I put rice, little pieces of chicken cubed, and you can use, cream of chicken. If people can't, get all the eggs and everything to make it, like you were saying, if you don't have the recipe, you can also get cream of chicken and add, a little lemon to give it some zing and cube up some chicken pieces.
Sounds like a really tasty dinner.
Oh, yeah. So, I think you're in New Jersey at the moment.
Yeah, northern New Jersey, just right outside of New York City.
Right. Oh, wow. I know there's a lot of tension there. And here I'm in Michigan, and I know we're all, you know, wondering what's going to happen. And, you know, like I keep telling people, you know, keep the faith and, you know, stay with trying to be healthy and cooking healthy. And what are some strategies? You know, people are stuck at home. What do you think are some strategies keeping people healthy?
Yeah, definitely. So I always encourage people to eat your fruits and vegetables, but right now is a really important time to be doing that, because when you eat, you know, a fruit or vegetable, whether we're talking oranges or apples or berries or, you know, carrots or onions, those all have so many really wonderful vitamins and minerals and antioxidants that are really great for your health and your immune system. And so, you know, I would encourage you to add those to every meal and just kind of be really creative in how you do that. You know, like I said, I had been, you know, I've been roasting some vegetables, but, you know, I also made a berry crumble this weekend, you know, to have something a little bit on the sweet side, but that also had some nutrition packed into it. So I think, you know, you can be really creative in how you eat your fruits and veggies, but it's a really important time to be doing that. And you also get, you know, in addition to those vitamins and minerals and antioxidants, you also get a lot of water from produce. And that's really important, you know, to be drinking your water and eating your water right now, because that helps keep your body functioning at its, you know, its top ability. And that's really important for your immune system as well.
How much water do you think people should get and strive to get in a day?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. It really varies. You know, I wish that there was a very clear-cut answer, but the amount that you should get really ranges, you know, based on if you're a man or a woman and your activity level and how much you're perspiring throughout the day. You know, I think, you know, we've heard of the 8-glass recommendation for a long time. You know, I would recommend getting more than that if you can. And I know it's a bit of a challenge, right? But remember that not just water counts as water. So if you drink a glass of tea, that counts as water. If you have a couple cups of coffee, that counts as water. So, you know, if you have oatmeal, that has a lot of water in it. So you can get water in various ways.
Yeah, I had my oatmeal this morning, and then I'm sipping on some tea right now.
Well, there you go. Lots of water.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just going to ask you that. What qualifies as water?
Yeah, and I mean, even that soup you were talking about earlier, that counts as water too.
Oh, the soup also. Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Oh, how many fruits and vegetables would you recommend people should be getting every day?
Yeah, so I would recommend just every time you have a meal or a snack, try to incorporate a fruit or a vegetable into that. So, you know, with dinner, it could be having a side salad or a cup of steamed broccoli. You know, with your oatmeal that you had this morning, you can add in a handful of berries. You know, if you have snack time later, you know, you can even have dried fruit. So, like, I have dried prunes on hand. I have, you know, also raisins. So that would be a really nice pairing with, say, a string cheese or something like that. You know, just kind of try to just incorporate them. You know, this is a time where I wouldn't be too strict with your rules about eating, because, you know, it's such a stressful time for everybody. So I think, you know, just be kind of gentle with your nutrition. I wouldn't say, you know, like make a list and try and follow these 10 different things, but just try to incorporate those healthy ingredients into your meals and just do the best you can without being too strict.
Yeah, I've seen some of the memes on Facebook, like people have like their before and after, like before the quarantine and then after, how everyone is going to be, you know. But, I mean, it's tough, but, you know.
Yeah,
you
I mean,
eat.
It is. Yeah, it is. I know we've also been baking a lot as a country. And, I mean, it's all just in moderation. You know, I baked a lot over the weekend, but I also am still trying to encourage my clients and also myself just to keep up with exercise. It's obviously more challenging right now, but just kind of keeping everything balanced. You know, exercise is a great stress reliever, so that's really great to incorporate into our day-to-day lives right now.
How many steps do you recommend people try to get every day? Or
yeah,
how much time
I mean,
to exercise?
If we were having a pre-coronavirus conversation, you know, I think obviously the 10,000 a day recommendation is great. Right now, you know, I know we're all in different states throughout the country of, you know, quarantine and whatnot. You know, I'm only leaving my house once a day to go on a walk. So I'm definitely not getting my 10,000 steps. But I've been trying, you know, I think we can kind of compensate for that with doing, you know, there's a lot of virtual exercise classes being offered right now. So I think if you choose an exercise class, you know, 4 or 5 times a day, try and get outside for a walk at least once a day. You know, obviously, if this was a normal world right now, you try and get more steps in. But I think right now, just do the best you can. And even if that's, if you're talking with a friend on the phone, you know, try and walk around your house while you're doing that, or, you know, kind of be creative with how you're getting your steps.
Yeah, I was the other day, I was talking to a friend on the phone, and I was on the exercise bike too for about half hour.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's a really good idea.
The funny, other funny thing is that now with everybody walking more, I'm seeing neighbors I never even knew were in the neighborhood that even existed.
I know. It's really wild. We, you know, there was one day I went for a walk right after dinner, and I saw more people exercising outside than I've ever seen in my neighborhood.
Yeah. I even had one person say to me, I didn't know you even lived in this area.
That's funny.
You know, but it is, I mean, I guess there's a silver lining that now people maybe take their exercise a little bit more serious. They're going to walk more, get outside. And I mean, it's a different world all of a sudden. You know, it's
it really
tough
is.
To deal with. But
go ahead.
I was going to say, what inspired you to be a registered dietitian?
Oh, yes, that's a great question. So I used to actually be a magazine editor. This is years and years ago. So I worked at Health Magazine and Prevention Magazine, Parents, American Baby, and Weight Watchers Magazine. And my very first job was in the nutrition department at Prevention Magazine. And, you know, I really fell in love with nutrition. And one of the moments I always go back to was I had a phone conversation with a scientist about omega-3s, you know, DHA and EPA omega-3s that are found in fish and other foods. And I probably took about an hour of the expert's time just kind of getting the whole explanation of how these function in the body and everything. And I got off the phone call and I just thought, you know, I'd really love to be able to understand that in a minute, not an hour. So I started thinking about going back to school, and, you know, my previous schooling was in journalism and art, so nothing to do with nutrition. So I started going back to school, and it took me 7 years of part-time school to become a dietitian. You know, and you have to take some really, really hardcore science classes like organic chemistry and nutritional biochemistry, but it's really, really worth it. So now, you know, now I combine being a registered dietitian with still continuing that media work, you know, still continuing that freelance writing for, I write for Food Network and Reader's Digest and Everyday Health and NBC News. And then I still see clients and I do, you know, a lot of other fun nutrition work. So it's a really rewarding career.
Yes, you can take a lot of different avenues when it comes to nutrition.
You definitely can.
It's pretty amazing. You mentioned like the omega-3s.
Yeah.
You were saying, how important are those?
Yeah, they're really omega-3s. So those are, just to kind of give everyone a primer. So we have, there's three primary types of omega-3s. There's DHA and EPA, and those are found in fatty fish like salmon and anchovies. And there's ALA omega-3s, and those are found in some plant-based foods like flax seeds. And so the DHA and the EPA that are found in the fish and whatnot, those are really more available to your body. And so so when you eat, you know, a couple servings a week of, say, fatty fish like salmon, you're getting those omega-3s, which are really helpful for so many things, from your brain health to your eye health to they help with anti-inflammatory you know, stuff within your body. So they're really, really beneficial. You know, I tell my clients, if you're not someone who loves to eat fish, you know, you can take an omega-3 supplement. And that's another way to get those nutrients into your body.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, you know, what do you think is better, versus supplements or the food?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a good idea to try and get your nutrients from food, but, you know, that would be a really ideal situation that you're eating a completely balanced diet. So, you know, most people, including myself, I take supplements for certain things because, you know, I, for instance, don't eat meat, so I need certain nutrients like iron and vitamin B12 in supplement form. So I think it's completely, you know, don't ever feel bad about needing to take supplements. You're just, you know, you're doing something for your body. You're giving it what it needs and the form that you can, that you're, you know, okay with taking in.
Not right now with everything going on. People are turning to vitamin C. How much vitamin
yeah.
C do you think?
Yeah. So vitamin C is one of those things where it's a vitamin that you're obviously supposed to get a good amount of every day, but we're still, you know, if we're talking about preventing the coronavirus, we don't have enough information yet to know. I did see some news circulating about how it might be helpful in preventing it, but, you know, obviously we don't have a lot of research on the coronavirus yet. But as for a normal day-to-day, an adult needs 90 milligrams of vitamin C just to kind of keep your immune system functioning well. And you can get vitamin C, you know, everyone usually thinks of foods like oranges and orange juice, but you can get vitamin C from a lot of other foods. So like tomatoes, for instance, have vitamin C. You know, there's a lot of fruits and vegetables that offer the nutrient. So if you're kind of following that rule we talked about earlier of eating a fruit or a vegetable with every meal or snack, you're probably going to get the vitamin C that you need within a day. You know, also there's been some research to show that people who are doing a lot of exercise might need extra amounts of vitamin C. So, like, there are instances where you can take an extra dose of vitamin C. We just don't know enough yet to know if it's going to help prevent people from catching the virus that's going around right now.
Oh, yeah. Is it the reason why the athletes need the vitamin C is because they sweat so much?
It's because they're, I think it's, you know, I'm not a sports dietitian, but what I believe it to be is that your immune system is working so hard, and so that's kind of, you get the extra vitamin C to kind of, I'm sorry, not your immune system, but your body is working so hard. And so you're kind of, you're putting extra stress on your body. And so that vitamin C can kind of help counteract that. That's how I believe
wow.
it works.
That's good to know.
Yeah. The, when you're sweating, that's kind of when you're losing electrolytes. So those are sodium and magnesium and potassium. And so, like, when you have something like Gatorade, for instance, you're getting electrolytes from the Gatorade to replenish that sweat. So that's kind of probably what you were thinking of when you lose nutrients through sweat.
Oh, I see. That's good information.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Did you have anything else you wanted to tell people that they would find helpful that you thought of, that like something like really that maybe they haven't thought of?
Yeah, I would say like right now is just the time to not put too much pressure on yourself. You know, I think there's been, you know, if you're trying to do a million things right now, you know, I know we're all in different positions. Some people who are parents have their kids at home and they're trying to homeschool them while also working from home, and there's just a lot going on. So I think just trying to eat well and trying to kind of get everything done and do some de-stressing activities, you know, that might be enough. And I would say don't try and put too much pressure on yourself to, you know, make sure you're doing everything under the sun that, you know, you're trying to, that you might have in your ambition for nutrition. I think right now is just the time to kind of survive. And, you know, you can do that by eating balanced meals, but you can also, you know, do that by, if you find that that you feel less stressed when you're baking, you know, it's fine to bake something and have that in the house too. I think it's just a time for not too many rules because life is pretty chaotic right now.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, because already everybody's so stressed and it's tough for them that now they got to also think about, you know, how many fruits and vegetables they should be eating or how many calories, counting their calories.
Yeah, like I mean, I would say, you know, I wouldn't say stop tracking your food or anything like that, but just don't be too, you know, kind of just try and adjust to this new normal and don't put too many restrictions on yourself while you're doing that, because I think you're only going to feel more stressed if you, if you're trying, you know, to do something that, you know, because you might not even be able to get your hands on the ideal food. And so you're kind of just making do with what you have in your kitchen right now.
And also, I noticed on your website, you have like free printables.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, if anyone goes to my website, which is amydgorin.com, so that's AmyDgorin, I have some pre-printables that are plant-based meal plans. So just kind of, they're really quick and easy meal ideas if you're kind of struggling with what to whip up in your kitchen.
Yeah, I noticed that you have meal plan, like, I think it's for 7 days.
Oh yeah, and I also have. Thank you for mentioning that. Yeah, I also have a shop page on my website, so it's just the amydgorin.com/shop, and you can go and purchase meal plan ideas. I have them in mix and match style, so they're really easy. You just kind of, I list ingredients and I list different ways to mix and match them, so it's really easy if you don't have all the ingredients on hand to be able to use the meal plans. So I have breakfast ideas, lunch ideas, and dinner, and also a bunch of snack ideas.
Oh, awesome. Also, I wanted to ask anybody that's tuned in if they have a question for Amy. The number is 1-914-219-0911, 914-219-0911, and we can get your nutrition questions answered. If anyone has a question they'd like to ask Amy, registered dietitian, master's degree. And I bet that was hard too. I mean, getting a master's degree is not an easy thing.
Yeah, you know, I think I'm kind of I always joke when I, because I have two undergrad degrees, a master's degree, and then I went back to school for the nutrition stuff. And so I think I was in school for like almost 14 years or something crazy like that. So finally, now I have more free time on my hands.
Oh, yeah. And I think for master's, you have to write like a thesis.
My program didn't have that, but, you know, I know different programs have different requirements.
Yeah. A lot of schooling. I know I once worked with a medical doctor, too, for a while, helping with, because I do a lot of healthy cooking and stuff. And he admired the registered dietitians because they took so many nutrition classes. And, like, a lot of the medical doctors, nutrition isn't, like, a big priority, you know. I mean, they might have a couple classes. I don't know now if they have them required to take more, but I know a few years back that he would only have to be required to take one or two classes. So he had always admired registered dietitians because they had.
Yeah, I think it's really great when doctors want to team up with dietitians to, you know, to help patients, because there's, you know, like you said, I think the education for medical staff is still growing.
Oh, yeah, it's more and more. And the other problem is a lot of misinformation, too.
So much of it. That's a big part of my job, and every registered dietitian out there is just kind of, a lot of what we do is debunking. And, you know, people say, oh, I read on Google. And, you know, it depends where you're reading it from, of course, if the information is accurate or not.
Like right now, you know, you see all kinds of things now all of a sudden, like, you should be having this much of this, you should be having this much of that. And then, you know, people are like, well, maybe this is happening because I didn't eat the right things.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, we don't really know yet with the virus what, you know, what we can do to prevent it. But we do know that just helping to eat foods that are nutrient rich can help keep your body strong and your immune system strong. So that's at least something that you can do, just to keep, you know, at least keep your energy up and keep you feeling well.
Now that's what counts.
Exactly.
I know a few years back there was a big problem with vitamin D. A lot of people felt like they needed to have a lot of vitamin D in their diet, because they're you know, they felt they were deficient because you don't get enough sun and things like that?
Yeah, there are, you know, vitamin D is one of those nutrients that is not that easy to get from food. So there's only a handful of foods really that offer high amounts of it. So salmon, for instance, has vitamin D. There are certain kinds of mushrooms that offer it. You know, fortified orange juice and fortified milk offer vitamin D. But, you know, there's not a very big list. And so a lot of people do end up being deficient in it, if, you know, especially if you're not spending a lot of time outside. So one of the things you can do, obviously it's a little more difficult right now, but when things are normal, you know, you can go to your doctor, get a blood test to see what your baseline vitamin D levels are. And then you might find that you need a supplement with a vitamin D supplement. And vitamin D is, you know, it's a nutrient that not only helps with immune health, it also helps with bone health and a lot of things just within your body. So if you're not getting enough of it, taking that supplement or eating the foods that are rich in it can really make a difference.
Yeah, I noticed there, when I tried to look up certain foods that have vitamin D, there wasn't really that many. It was things like sardines or mackerel, some kind of food that I really don't eat that much. You have to get it. It seemed like you have to get it from fortified foods.
Yeah, there's really a pretty short list of foods that offer it. And if you are going to take a supplement, vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin, so that means it's absorbed by your body best when you pair it with a food that contains fat. So I always just tell my clients to take their supplement with their fattiest meal. So, you know, if you're having oatmeal and you have peanut butter, you know, in your oatmeal, take your vitamin D then. Or if you're having some salmon, which has fat for dinner, you know, take it with that meal.
Oh, we have a caller on the line. Let me see here.
Oh, great.
See. Hey, you're on the Dr. Geo Show with registered dietitian Amy Gorin. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Dr. Geo. My name is Diego. How are you?
Hey, Diego. Great. Did you have a question about nutrition for Amy, registered dietitian?
I do, actually. What kind of fruits and vegetables should we be eating during this pandemic to try to kind of build our immune systems and kind of keep everything even and level?
Yeah. Hi, Diego. That's a great question. So I think right now, you know, what I've been telling my clients is it's just, you know, we're all having different levels of difficulty getting groceries. You know, I know in my neighborhood, I have to try and schedule grocery delivery 2 weeks ahead of time. So I would say eat the fruits and vegetables that you can get your hands on right now.
Okay.
I wouldn't try too hard to make sure you have like a checklist of, you know, like this many oranges and this many apples. I would say if you can, if you have the space in your freezer and pantry, stock up on foods that are going to last a while. So you can put frozen berries in your freezer. You know, I love having a variety of frozen fruits and vegetables. So, you know, like mangoes and frozen cherries, and you can make smoothies or oatmeal or even pancake toppings out of those. And then also having,
wonderful,
you know, just throwing some frozen vegetables in there too, you know, whether it's a mixed bag of vegetables or frozen rice cauliflower, you know, just having some different options. And same with your pantry, you know, you can buy a lot of different kinds of canned fruits and vegetables. If you're buying canned fruits, look for the canned fruits that are in 100% juice, so they don't have any added sugar. And then for canned vegetables, you know, if you can have something that's no salt added or lower sodium, or you can always rinse it before you use it just to make sure you're kind of rinsing off some of that sodium, like a canned tomato or a canned corn. And then obviously
wonderful,
in your fridge, you know, having whatever you, I would say if you can focus on buying produce that's going to last longer, that's a good idea right now. So things like onions last longer, apples, oranges, you know, those will stay in your fridge for quite a bit of time.
Fantastic. That's a wonderful answer. I will take that advice. Thank you very much. Keep up the good work.
You're very welcome.
Thanks,
all right, take
Diego
care.
For Dr. Geo Show. Thanks so much.
No problem. Take care.
You too.
All right. Have a great day. Oh, there you go. Yeah, we got a caller.
Yeah, that was fun to answer that.
No. Yeah, people right now, that's their main, I think, yeah, that's their main concern, you know, getting the right amount in and what they should be eating. All of a sudden, they probably, there's just something so, you know, new to everybody. Now they're going to turn to the experts, you know.
Yeah, I think everyone's kind of feeling a different level of stress based on, you know, I know in my area in the Northeast, we've kind of been under self-imposed quarantine for a couple of weeks, but I know other areas of the country are just beginning to feel that stress. And so we're all in different states of not knowing how to handle the situation.
Yeah, this is, I think, week two, I believe.
Yeah.
So
it's,
it might be long, looks like.
Yeah, it's the new normal, right?
Yeah. Well, actually, today was going to be opening day for the Detroit Tigers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a big deal. And a lot of people took the day off, opening day, you know, it's a big celebration and everything. So people are really bummed. So what they're doing instead is they're doing like hashtag stay at home opening day, something like that. And people are just wearing their Detroit Tigers jerseys and things at home, taking a picture instead.
I think that's a really great way to kind of just feel like you're part of the community right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than nothing, I guess.
I know, it's really crazy. There's so many things that are, you know, just literally put on hold right now. But it's for the best. I think this is the only way that we can really get things under control.
Oh, definitely, you know. And I have already know a couple people personally that had it, but they've recovered.
Oh, that's such good news.
Yeah. Yeah, a couple
that they've gotten better.
Yeah, that they're better. But I'll have to find out all the details still, how, you know, what happened and everything. I'm curious. And I'm really curious to see, like, all the people that, let's say, for instance, a lot of the people that passed, what did they all have in common? I hope they do some kind of a study.
I know. I feel like it's such a horrible thing that so many people are passing away from this.
Yeah, and I thought it would be mostly elderly or people with a weakened immune system, but they're saying there's not really a common theme. So I'm not really sure.
I hope they have some answers soon.
Yeah, that's what I'm curious about. When it's all said and done, I know they'll do some sort of studies and figure out like if there was some kind of common denominator.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine there must be.
Yeah, I'm hoping. And I wonder if it has anything to do with nutrition or with something they were lacking, you know, who knows?
Yeah, I mean, that's why, like, the best you can do is just to kind of eat a healthy diet, you know, from a nutrition standpoint. And we don't know beyond that. Every day and finding out more.
And every day there's something new.
It really is. I mean, this is unprecedented.
Definitely. And, you know, one of the things it kind of reminds me is like with the food pyramid, like we had the food pyramid and then they changed it over to my pyramid and then they got changed to my plate. So what do you think of all, you know, the different eating guidelines and things like that—they change so much.
I think as we find out more nutritional science, we kind of alter the recommendations. I think the kind of premise of my plate with eating, you know, fruits and vegetables and grains and proteins and dairy, you know, I think it's great. I think that, you know, if I kind of choose to tell, you know, when I advise my clients on what to eat, you know, I don't use my plate per se, but I use similar principles of, you know, my advice usually includes having a fruit or a vegetable at every meal, having a lean protein at every meal. So that could be something like salmon or chicken breast or tofu, also having whole grains at every meal. So that could be something like brown rice or quinoa or oatmeal or whole grain pasta or whole grain bread, and then having a healthy fat at every meal. So that could be an avocado, like not a whole avocado, like a third or a fourth of an avocado, some olives, some olive oil, you know, healthy fats along those lines. And then you know, if you kind of eat that way, you're getting, you know, a pretty good balance of nutrients at every meal.
Yeah, it sounds a lot like the Mediterranean diet, too, because you were talking about the healthy
diet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. I think the Mediterranean diet, you know, it's really, it's long-lived for a very good reason because it's a very sustainable way of eating, you know, long-term. It makes people feel good. You don't really feel like you're missing out on anything. You know, you can have red wine on it. You can have your dark chocolate. So you don't, there's really not very much missing from it. And I think that's, you know, I think that is a very good way to think about eating.
And they limit the red meat because they're by the ocean.
So foods like red meat are limited. You know, foods that are, you know, obviously if you're on the Mediterranean, you have a greater access to fish. So the diet includes a lot of fish, you know, also limited dairy as well.
Yeah, limited. And they even have a little red wine, too.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know about you, but I've definitely been drinking some wine during this quarantine.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. I read the headlines and I'm like, oh, no, I need some red wine.
Exactly.
Well, hopefully we'll get some positive information, too, in there.
I really hope so.
Yeah, I have heard that in some countries it has slowed down a little bit.
So yeah, we're seeing some positive changes, you know, and I know every country is handling the situation differently. So, yeah, I hope that our country sees some positive changes.
I think so. Yeah, just have to hang in there.
Exactly. Stay home.
Did you have anything you wanted to tell the listeners out there?
I think just, you know, what we talked about, just kind of nourishing your body in a very gentle way. And I think it's also just really important to practice self-care activities right now. You know, I recently collected a bunch of ideas from my registered dietitian colleagues and I published them on my blog, just of a bunch of ways to just kind of take care of yourself. You know, anything from if you can get outside, you know, taking the dog for a walk to, you know, doing some meditation, doing a yoga class, just kind of whatever you're, you know, I know we all kind of feel relaxation in different ways, but just it's a really important time to nourish your body in multiple ways. And just be gentle with expectations. I think we're just all trying to get through this time. And it's important to try and at least decrease our levels of stress while we're doing that.
Sounds great. And how can people get a hold of you? They want to do a consultation with you?
Yeah, so I have information on my website. I have a contact page on there. So if you just go to my website, which is amydgorin.com, so that's AmyDGorin.com, and you can just reach out to me there.
Oh, sounds good.
Yeah.
And then you have Twitter, you have what all media do you
have? So my Twitter handle and my Facebook handle are both at Amy Gorin, AmyGorin. And then my Instagram and my Pinterest are at Amy D. Gorin, so AmyDGorin.
Sounds good. Sounds great. I'm so happy you were able to join us today.
Yeah, so am I. It was great to connect.
Twitter, so people can listen to it. It's going to be archived.
Fantastic.
So whoever might have not been able to join us, they can go back and listen to the podcast. Here on Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks so much.
Welcome, Amy. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.